Lesson 7, Indentured for Peace. This lesson begins on page 45 of your book. This audio text version does not contain the reading of any listed footnotes. The thought at the forefront of your mind right now, likely revolves around the possibility of one, even knowing the true identity, of the Antichrist at this time. You might be asking, is it even possible to know who he is right now? The answer is, yes. And, it's not only a possibility, but also a reality. The truth is, we can determine his identity from out of the pages of Scripture. And, that information can be read and understood, today. After completing this study, I guarantee you will know the identity of the Antichrist. In order for me to say that, you must first be well versed in biblical information regarding his identity. Friends, just printing a name on a piece of paper is nothing more than making an unsubstantiated accusation. For example, lots of people have accused the last few American presidents of being the Antichrist. Go type images of the Antichrist in your internet browser, and you will see what I mean. Also, millions upon millions of persons believed Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Mao Zedong were each the man of perdition, but all of them were wrong. For one, committing mass acts of evil does not make anyone the Antichrist. Throughout man's history, there have been countless tyrants, dictators, and despots who ruled over the most heinous crimes against humanity. Most of them didn't fit more than a couple of items in his description either. More importantly, prior to the rebirth of the nation of Israel in 1948, it was impossible for anyone to be the Antichrist. Mankind had not yet entered the end times. Without having the appearance of the fig tree, Israel, the world had not yet entered its final epoch. That's the purpose of true Bible study. Reading and scrutinizing God's Word. It's from such an effort, we can now determine who this man is. So, we begin by breaking out the characteristics of the man, as revealed within the pages of the Bible. For us to truly identify the man who will become the Antichrist, we must match him up to every characteristic, as defined in Scripture. If a person we think might be the Antichrist fails to meet any specified trait, as stated in the Bible, then they must be dropped from consideration. That's the approach I've taken. I will walk you through every verse mentioning the Antichrist. We will make a list of his traits and characteristics. And armed with that information, you will discover who he is. As you'll soon see, the evidence is overwhelming. This book is not about a series of loose facts that propose some far-fetched coincidental identification. When you type the characteristics into your internet browser, one name will appear. And only one. Now, there are a few prophesied events which will absolutely reveal the identity of the Antichrist. For example, the Bible tells us he will be the person God allows to enter and defile a newly rebuilt Jewish temple. This man will illegally enter the Holy of Holies and declare himself to be God. If you see that happen, you will know you're looking at the Antichrist. But, if that's your first indication of revealing his identity, you'll be in deep trouble. You will be a very short time away from him demanding that all persons on the earth take his mark upon their forehead or right hand. To refuse will mean a quick death by starvation or decapitation. To accept the mark means eternal damnation in the lake of fire. I'd sure hope you'd want more lead time to avoid that terrible situation. The first major event the Bible reveals concerning the Antichrist is found in Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week. Now, just reading the verse by itself might not mean much to you. Apart from having an excellent understanding of the context, you are likely at a loss for its meaning. That's quite all right. That's where this Bible study comes in. Don't worry, I'm going to soon completely break down the verse, along with the verses around it, to assist you in determining its meaning. But let me please say, you must be the one to read what the verses say. Don't take my word entirely for any of this. Your participation in this investigation is crucial. Please hold all my words up to the illumination of Scripture. Your eternal destiny is riding on you making the right determination. I assure you, getting this topic right is the big deal of your lifetime. In the verse on the previous page, the prophet Daniel is telling us that the man known as the Antichrist will get Israel, or confirm, and their adversaries, Palestinians, Muslims, Arabs, to sign a peace treaty, or covenant, with a stated duration of exactly 7 years, or 1 week. In the known history of Israel, such an event has never occurred. Therefore, we know it to be a future event. We've seen countless attempts by world leaders, since 1948, to secure peace between the Arabs and the Jews, but all have fallen flat. President Clinton brought Ehud Barak and Yasser Arafat together at Camp David for just such a purpose. Despite getting 95% of his demands met, Arafat inexplicably departed with no further discussion. This has been quite typical of all negotiations in the Middle East. The reason for the lack of negotiated progress is actually quite simple to understand. Both sides want exactly the same thing. The Jews will never surrender sovereignty over their eternal capital Jerusalem, any more than the United States would give up control over Washington, D.C. The Muslims list the Dome of the Rock as their third holiest site. That's no small matter. They will not cede by moving the location of the mosque willingly. Any attempt to do so will garner a huge fight first. All the issues surrounding the Arab-Israeli conflict are based deeply within the ideology of each side. Everyone who has tried to get them to reach a compromise has been unsuccessful. One day soon, the man known as the Antichrist will succeed where everyone else has failed. Daniel uses the Aramaic word for covenant in the verse. It's berit and means covenant, alliance, treaty. We know the Arabs and Jews have fought many wars and battles over the years, so it's reasonable to assume the covenant is some sort of peace treaty. The word covenant is defined as a written agreement or promise, usually under seal, between two or more parties, especially for the performance of some action. This same word is used to describe the unbreakable deal God made with Abraham. The Aramaic word for confirmed is wehigbir, and means prevailed, to be strong, mighty. So, we know it's a firm treaty. And since God's covenant cannot change, we know the Antichrist's deal is unlikely to be amended. This one act is the first prophecy the Bible tells us about the actions of the man who will become the Antichrist. He will get the Arabs and Jews to finally sign a firm peace deal for a stated duration of precisely 7 years. Now, when this happens, the world will have its prophetic confirmation of his identity. There will remain zero doubt about who he is. But, what about today? Can we know who he is before the signing of the peace treaty? The short answer is yes. There is historical biblical precedent, which is discussed in the next lesson. Lesson 7, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, Define the word indentured. How does this affect the coming peace treaty? Question 2, Define the word covenant. Question 3, Discuss why knowing the identity of the Antichrist today is far better than finding out later. Explain your answer. Question 4, What does wehigbir mean? Why do you suppose God chose this word for Daniel 9:27? Question 5, How might the treaty be made firm? When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 8, The Birth of Jesus. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 2 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 8, The Birth of Jesus. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 8, labeled 2.8, The Birth of Jesus, to hear the next lesson.